is online.
You know, we all have nightmares, but that's usually where it ends. It's a nightmare. You wake up and you go about your day and you're like, oh, it was kind of freaky. It wasn't that fun. It's something entirely different, though, when you wake up from the nightmare and elements of the nightmare, evidence from the nightmare, are all around you in your bed. Elements that were not there when you closed your eyes to go to sleep. Elements that have no explanation as to how they got there or why they got there, because these things were physically not in your home. Then you have to reevaluate the whole scenario of, was this even a nightmare? Or did this really happen? That's the question that someone has to ask themselves in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It is a chilling story. If you want to hear the full thing, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. I was about to go back to sleep when something yanked down about half a foot of my ankles. It was my grandfather, seething and standing over me like a dark tower. Before he spoke or moved, a massive, black wolf-like creature jumped out of the shadows and hovered over me, growling ferociously at my grandfather. The two just glared at each other for what felt like forever until my grandfather dropped my ankles. The wolf finally relaxed and turned around and looked down at me. He licked my face and laid down next to me and stayed with me until I was asleep, at least. Normally, I would have disregarded this as a dream, but when I woke up, I still had the bite mark on my hand. I saw the text I'd sent my boyfriend about 3:30 in the morning. The thing that told me that it had really happened for sure was the fact that my blanket was covered in black fur. Let's just say the grandfather's, in this story, not so grandfatherly. To put it lightly, there's a reason the wolf wants him, or at least wants to keep him away. It is a creepy story, and one that will truly make you question your own nightmares. Sign up to hear the full thing at ghostpodcast.com. Also in this week's EPP bonus episode, a woman is repeatedly asked if she is psychic because of her ability to know things. Also, an invisible hand attacks a listener in her sleep. Get this and all of our EPP bonus episodes, all 138 of them, at ghostpodcast.com. Keep our show on the air. Get thoroughly freaked out at ghostpodcast.com. And thank you for supporting Real Ghost Stories Online.